For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is senior forward and center Grayson Myers out of Fargo, North Dakota. And first of all, Grayson, it's hard to believe it's your senior year. How fast have these 3.5 years flown by for you?
Oh, they've flown by like crazy. I mean, I still remember living in TAM freshman year and going to the rink kind of still a little bit of wary of what to do. But it's a fun transition, and it's been a good 3.5 years.
You've got a very young team, especially on the defensive side. It's incredible to see how fast they've picked up on the game, the freshmen that are playing on defense. What's your first take on watching your freshmen play this year?
I definitely think that they're improving every game that we go on, and even tonight I noticed a distinct difference between our couple of games in St. Thomas and tonight, and so that's fun to see, and they'll just keep getting better.
You go from playing a team like St. Thomas, who's new to the league, to playing the number two team in the country. What was the speed of this game like? What were the challenges?
It was definitely a little bit quicker than St. Thomas, but I think we kind of transitioned to that pretty well. Other than that, I mean, they funnel pucks to the net like crazy, and you just kind of have to expect that, I mean, you're going to be playing defense, and I think even tomorrow we just need to come out kind of a defense-first mindset and block shots and try to keep their shots away from our net.
You had 4 block shots, and you had 2 shots on goal. You were doing it all. Is that kind of your mindset when you're playing forward, is you got to help out on defense?
Yeah, definitely. Especially as a center, I mean, kind of in the corners around the net, even as a center, and then on the penalty kill too, it's block shots, keep pucks away from our net, and that's kind of like a defense-first mindset.
Well, I noticed on the first period stats, the Beavers were winning those face-off battles 9-7. You had a great face-off percentage there in that first period. Do you work on that a lot, those face-offs?
Yeah, I usually go find Paige Anderson after practice at least 3 days of the week and be like, oh, you want to do face-offs today? And she's like, yeah, sure. And so we practice them at least 3 days a week usually.
Looking back on that first game against Ohio State, you get outshot 53-13. You watch two of your goaltenders play. Of course, Kerrigan played out of her mind the first period and a half. And then Lexi got her chance to go in relief. Obviously, it's hard for you to explain what it would be like to be a goalie coming in relief and that, but talk about your team's play in that first half of the game. I mean, obviously, you guys were out there battling and keeping them off the scoreboard for the most part.
I think we started out fairly well, and we definitely improved as that first period and even in the second period. There was some improvement, and I think we really just need to take that and focus on improving even more for tomorrow.
You get 3 shots on goal from McKenna Deering, a freshman defender. What have you seen out of her play that you like?
A lot of it. She's very good at kind of an offensive mindset, but also defense, and she's solid on the back end, but I mean, as you can see, she also can get pucks to the net, which is what we need.
And so important in this league to get those pucks from the blue line. What does your team need to do here in game 2 to get more pucks to the net?
I think we need to have a defense-first mindset and get back a little bit quicker, focus on getting clean breakouts so we can move into the offensive zone as a group and just try to get as many shots as we can.
Well, your class and the fifth-year seniors have seen some success against the Buckeyes in previous years. How do you kind of take that and use that to your advantage?
I think we just all need to stick as one group. There's a large group of us with experience, and I think we kind of just need to take the young girls under our wings and do it all together.
Grayson, what's your major?
Chemistry.
What are you hoping to do?
I want to go to medical school, hopefully.
Oh, my goodness. Big dreams. Obviously, an all-academic scholar over the years. How hard is it to balance hockey and college?
It's fairly difficult, especially freshman and even sophomore year. It was kind of hard figuring out how to balance the two, but as a senior now, it's kind of a second nature, just school first, then hockey, but sometimes hockey comes first and you got to figure out how to fit school in.
Do you have a favorite class that you've taken so far?
I really enjoyed organic chemistry.
Do you have an idea of where you'd want to find your niche in the medical field?
I think internal medicine, just because there's so many different areas to specialize in.
What's your favorite thing about road tripping with the Beavers?
Definitely the memories with girls. I mean, there's a group of us sitting in a hotel room watching the men's game right now, and so it's fun just to hang out with everyone.
Grayson, thanks so much for your time. Good luck, and go get those Buckeyes in game 2.
Thank you.